For today's In Touch, I talked to Mid Prairie High School principal Jim Caton about their gym, which was recently repainted.
The athletic director, Steve Holland, and Mark Snyder, superintendent, kind of all got together and decided we were going to look at doing a facelift. We're going to do our gym floor, so we just thought we might as well get everything done all at once. And I had been through a number of gyms in my lifetime, and this past, it's probably been 3 or 4 years, I've noticed there's been a lot of, I guess, more artwork on the gym walls with mascots and things like that. And I had seen a painting down at Mediapolis and came back and then had a conversation with Steve Holland, who's our athletic director, and just said, we should start looking at trying to find somebody who can do these paintings. So we just kind of looked around and we got a hold of this gentleman's name is Craig Jacoba. And he had painted, that's some mascot work and just some kind of striping and lettering at Mediapolis and at Danville and I think at West Burlington. And then he did some sketches for us. We brought him in and just kind of asked him, you know, what would look good on our walls and what we wanted to see. And he gave us some sketches. And from there, he's done an awesome job. I think if you follow our Twitter handle, you've probably seen enough paintings of the, we got a great big hawk on one wall and then a hawk head on the other wall and just kind of a facelift, kind of spruce things up there a little bit.
How long did it take him to complete the work?
Actually, what he does, he comes in and he works throughout the night. He actually stays in the school. We had a little area in the concession stand that's off of our gym set up for him where he could just stay there and he'd work at night until he got tired, and then he'd go to sleep for a couple hours and he'd get back up and he'd go to work again. So all in all, it was probably about 7 days it took him to do this work.
The final product, is it what you'd hoped for?
Oh, absolutely. That and the drawings that we saw were just, again, I've seen some work on other gyms, but didn't know what he could do for us, and he exceeded our expectations. He's done a remarkable job. As a matter of fact, next week he's going down to our middle school and going to do some artwork down there.
You mentioned that you were planning on doing something with the floor. Is that something that's later down the line?
No, actually, that's next month. Every year we kind of resurface it, just give it a new coat of polyurethane, but we decided we're going to kind of redo some things here since we started all the way, and we're going to have a different look. Our Hawk logo is going to be the same, but we're just going to do a little different with the lane inside and the three-point line. We've seen a lot of gyms, they're kind of having like a two-tone inside that three-point arc. Ours is going to look similar to that. Just do some modifications. Every now and then you need to go through a little facelift, kind of screw things up and create some excitement. And if you just look at the Twitter trend around this gym painting, and I've seen a number of people just kind of come into the school and wanting to go in and take a look. So it'll be pretty exciting come the fall when people come in and see it for the first time.
Very good. Jim, I appreciate you getting in touch with me.
All right. Thanks, Nathan.
That was my conversation with Mid Prairie High School Principal Jim Caton. You can find pictures of the newly painted gym on our website, kciiradio.com. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.